baby shark. Baby shark.
Mommy shark.
Sorry, I just felt like messing with everybody and getting that stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
Wow, you are so great.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. You can call in for this conversation. The number is 317-239-1009. If you can't get through on the phones, then hit us up on social media on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. We're doing a little segment today called I Just Can't. We're going to give you like 10, 20, 30 seconds to kind of rant, to vent, just to get the crap off your chest. That way, you can have a good rest of the week, because it is not good. Trust me, I have spent a lot of money at therapy with my therapist, Julie, and I have internalized stuff my whole life. Now I'm getting it out. It's a good thing for you to do.
Look at that baby shark coming through.
I know. For you to do as well. So 317-239-1009. Do you mind if I kick it off right now? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me kick it off with this. I just can't deal with people that don't understand what passing is. This goes for on the street, on the highway. If you are going slow, go to the right. Same thing in public. If I'm the slowest guy in Indy.
Like walking?
Walking. If I'm walking and trying to pass you, Carol, you need to move to the right. I'm sorry. Like, you're so rude. Then I have to say, excuse me? Then this weekend, I hopped on one of those little scooters. I hopped on a Berg one, and I'm ringing the bell. Ding, 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 ding. People aren't moving. I'm like, I'm going to run you over, Carol. Get to the right.
Fair point.
I'm sorry. I just can't.
Fair point.
Live the web, girl. What can you just not? You just can't.
I can't with all of these people buying the preset Instagram filters. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I love those. I have them because I don't know how to use them, but I really want to because I wish that my Instagram had aesthetic.
What are the, you're saying presets?
You can buy preset Instagram filters. So it's like, and they can be pretty expensive, and you buy them and then you can put this preset filter on your photo and it looks like it is professionally edited.
Wow.
And people buy them and I'm just like, why? Like, why? You have, like, it's just, I think it's so
Because
silly.
I'm ugly as F?
It's just too extra?
It's just way too extra. And also, there's this one girl that I follow, and it makes her hair look gray. And I'm like, girl,
ooh,
this is
good.
Not helping you out.
Oh,
you are, like,
that.
Not even 21 years old, and your hair looks gray because of
it.
This preset filter.
317-239-1009. Fill in the sentence, I just can't what? Your quick little Monday morning rant to get it off your chest. Renee, you're in Greenwood. Are you having a good day, or is there something you gotta tell us?
Well, we got married this past Friday.
Yay! Congratulations, Renee. Who's the lucky guy or girl?
His name's Tyler.
Tyler, way to go, dude. Okay, so how can you be upset after getting married?
Because we paid $300 for like tablecloths and extra linens that were not included in the price of the renting of the venue, and our coordinator waited until the day before our wedding to order these tablecloths and then was surprised that they would not be to the venue in time.
Oh.
And we had met with her a month prior and picked everything out a month prior. And then our cake, the design on it, the frosting that was piped on it, looked like a five-year-old did it, and the cake person tried to blame me for it.
Wow!
Wait, how are they going to blame you for it? Did you hop back there and start doing it?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, she refuses to take responsibility for anything that she did.
All right, Renee, do you feel any better? I mean, that's the goal.
Yes,
I just can't. Okay,
yes,
good. Good, Renee. We hope you have a wonderful day, and things are going to get better. We promise you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, cool.
I just can't deal with women who stay with guys that treat them like crap and make excuses for them when they cheat on them or what have you. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, prime example. Cardi B and Offset. Why? You are strong, gorgeous, rich, successful women. They definitely don't need a man. I mean, they have their own thing going on. They don't need to be with anybody that treats them less than the beautiful, powerful, amazing queens that they are. And it's sad. It's such a bad example. example.
No, I agree. But do you think they're trying to stay there, Alex, because they want to, you know, keep the marriage together or keep the relationship together for the kiddos? That could be why, right?
No, well, in Chloe's case, for sure. I mean, all of her, like, friends or whatever have came forward as sources, quote unquote, yeah, have all said, you know, she really wants to stay together for true. But, like, I mean, I know that Cardi is married to Offset, but as far as Chloe's situation, that's why it truly just is better to wait and have kids till after you're married and try to find that person who you are going to spend the rest of your life with, so that you're not in this situation where, oh, I'm just dating somebody, they treat me like crap, I want to break up with them, but now we have a kid together. It just makes it harder.
Yeah, when you're not married, like, you don't owe them anything. You don't owe to work it out, try it out, because you deserve to be in a relationship that is respectful. And it doesn't help any child to grow up with two parents that absolutely hate each other because they tried for so long to make it work and they just end up resenting each other.
You right. can't prove that. You can't prove that that happened with me. Diana and Avon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're going to be the last one on today for I Just Can't. What do you got? Let's hear your rant.
I just can't. I have a 5-year-old daughter that goes to one of the schools in Avon. And you cannot walk in the hallways of the school anymore. So my daughter had 3 bags of snacks this morning to take to her classroom and 1 bag of donated cereal. And she's like 40 pounds, but you can't go in the hallway to help your child take it to the classroom.
Why?
Because of security.
Oh.
Even though I'm a volunteer and background check, I cannot walk the hallway. So the last time I did, I got attacked by the 2 office ladies. And so I sent a nice, polite email to the teacher saying, my daughter is in your cafeteria with 3 bags of snacks and 1 bag of donations, and can you go please help her?
Wow. Yeah, that would be super frustrating. I guess, I mean,
it's
if you have to look
line.
At a positive points, like, well, at least they have some good security, because one huge problem in our public schools is that there clearly isn't enough security with, you know, some of the tragedies that have happened in the past couple years. So I
don't
know.
The bigger problem is that we even have to have security at school. But yeah, it is. It's like you want your kids to be protected. It's like, okay, can we figure it out so I can bring my little girl in with her snacks?
Yeah.
So somewhere in there. All right. If you couldn't get through, on Twitter's where you can go. Let us know what you just can't. It's @JoeAndAlexShow.